Blog Talk Radio.
Because God's trying to tell you I'm going to do it this week. Run, mama, run. That's it. Prophesy. I got to preach. I ain't got a whole lot of time. But will you push your name and tell them God said he's going to do it this week? God said he's going to do it this week. Okay, y'all. Come on, get your Bible. Let's turn our attention to the screen. I don't have a whole lot of time. Y'all know. You taking too long. If you was going to shout, you should have shouted by now. Come on. Come on, Tyra Hill. I got to get out of here. I got 18 minutes. Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 32. I just got a conviction in my spirit that the longer it takes me to praise, the longer it takes God to do what I asked him to do. But if I praise God quick, I believe God gonna respond. See, some of y'all still waiting on your flesh. You still waiting on your mind to catch up with your spirit. You got to make your... You got to call your mind subject to your spirit. I don't care what it looks like. The man of God said it's gonna happen this week. If God didn't want you to hear it, he'd have let you overslap. You in the room because God wanted you to hear me say, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it this week. Come on. I'm going to do it this week. Talking, that's okay. Don't say nothing. Don't say nothing then. Just stand up in here and look cute. Don't say nothing. You're going to have to wait another week, but I'm decreeing and declaring what I've been waiting on God to do, it's going to happen. Push your neighbor, tell him you better say something or get off my road. You better say something. God's going to do it. Come on. Hebrews. Y'all so rebellious. Sit down, please. Sit down. Come on, tell your friend to sit down. You didn't wait it this long. You can wait another week. You can wait to June. You didn't wait it this long. Just you ain't in no rush. You ain't. I got some demons I need God to kill this week. I got some devils I need God to deal with. Somebody said before I leave this building, I got some... Y'all all in my time, but I need somebody to scream like by the time you get in your car. Y'all excuse me, but I feel the Holy Ghost. Somebody praise him. I feel that in my spirit. By the time you get in your car. Whatever you want to do, Jesus. However you want to fix it, Lord. Yeah. Ah, Lord. Ah, Lord. Come on, let's go. I feel churchy and I got to preach some of y'all. Some of y'all don't need a breakthrough. You just came to get a word. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, but it's about 326 of y'all that say, I need a breakthrough. come on, get your Bible. You need a... Get your Bible.
Good day. I've had some hills to climb. I've had some weary days. And some lonely nights. But when I look around, and I think things over, you know what? All of my good days outweigh my bad days. I won't complain. Can I say that one more time? I've had some good days. I've had some hills to climb. I've had some weary days. Some sleepless nights. But when I look around, yeah, I think things over. All of my good days outweigh my bad days. I won't complain. Sometimes the clouds hang low. I can hardly see the road. I ask the question, Lord, why so much pain? But he knows what's best for me. Although my weary eyes, they can't see. So I'll just say, thank you, Lord. I won't complain. God has been so good to me. Has he been good? He's been good to me. More than this whole world or you could ever be. He's been so good. Tell me. You know what he did? He dried all of my tears away. Turn my midnight in today. So I'll just say thank you, Lord. I've been lied on, but thank you, Lord. I've been talked about, but thank you, Lord. I've been misunderstood, but thank you, Lord. You might be sick, body racking with pain, but thank you, Lord. The bills are due, don't know where the money coming from, but thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I won't. Yeah. I won't complain. God has been so good to me. He's been good to me. More than this whole world or you could ever be. He's been so good. He's been so good. He's been so good. So good. So good. So good. So good. Tell me, me. Yeah. And dry all of my tears away. He ever stop you from crying? Turn my midnight in today. So I just say thank you, Lord. I've been lied on, but thank you, Lord. I've been talked about, but thank you, Lord. I've been misunderstood, but thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Can you tell us thank you, Lord? Thank you, Lord. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It dries. Every one of my tears away. Turn my midnight in today. So instead of complaining, I learned how to lift them hands, look up toward heaven, and say, thank you, Lord. Tell him, thank you, Lord. 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 I won't complain. I won't complain. I know it's time to go home, but I won't complain. I used to, but I won't.
Complaining. Some of y'all been mumbling. Some of y'all been grumbling. But you ought to thank God for bringing you this far. You ought to thank God for bringing you from a mighty long way. And you're all right. And you're all right. You ought to stand on your feet and praise the Lord.
Sleeping. without your hand holding me. How could I live without you? I could not see. Lord, what would I do in life and where would I go? Oh my, how would I handle things all that
Amen. Amen. I need you. Donnie McClurk and I need you. God bless you. Thank you guys so much for tuning in and partnering up with us on this morning on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. It is our Man Up Monday broadcast. Listen, we're just excited about what the Lord has to say on this morning through our guest. Bishop Michael Simmons is here with us. Bishop Michael Simmons is here with us. We're just excited about the word that the Lord has in the man of God to share with us on this morning. I'm telling you, get a pen, get a piece of paper, get yourself situated to hear what the Lord has to say through this great man of God. You guys know how we do it before we get started here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Let us go into effectual fervent prayer, and then we'll have our scripture, and we want to go ahead and acknowledge all those great countries that are listening in on this morning. Lend me your hearts for a moment as we pray. Gracious and eternal Father, we're so blessed on this morning. God, first of all, thank you for our early morning rise on this morning, God. God, the activity of our limbs, the activity of our hearts, God, the activity of our minds, God, us for us to be able, God, just to sit into your presence on today. We thank you, Lord God, for all that you do. God, we thank you for who you are and whose we are to you. God, we thank you for everything that you have done up until this point. God, you've been everything that we need on today, and we give your name glory. We give your name honor, and we give your name praise, for it is just and it is due unto you. Great God that you are. Father, we thank you for all things being made well. God, we pray for the word that goes forth today. We pray for the hearts that and minds that are listening, God. God, we pray that as this word go forth, God, it will soothe their aching souls, God, whatever the situation or the circumstance may be. Father, we pray that your word saturate them, God, and give them the ability to stand and to withstand in the midst of all that is going on around in and to them, in the mighty and rich and infallible name of Jesus the Christ, our Lord and our Savior, do we pray. And the body of Christ says, amen, amen, and amen. Let us go ahead on. We want to share those great countries that are listening in. First off, we want to say thank you for your amazing support. We're continually just excited about what God is saying and doing in these great countries, in the life of these great people, as we share this word and go forth. And we want to tell you thank you so much, and we want to tell you we are constantly and consistently praying for you, because we know that in some of our countries that are listening in, these are rural countries, and just to speak the name of Jesus, come on here somebody, to have a Bible in your possession is considered as an act of treason to that country, and they are executed. Some of them are pulled from their families and put into slavery. It's all kinds of crazy things that we would not think would be possible, because we are afforded the opportunity to go to church every Sunday. We're afforded to listen to the gospel. We're afforded to read our word. We're fortunate that we can do those things without consequence. But there are countries that are listening to us right now that are dealing with a daily attack against their life simply because they want to read the word of God. They want to get closer to God. So I implore you, get your relationship with God the way it's supposed to be, because you have the freedom to do it. There are those that would desire to be in that position, to be able to worship and praise God anytime, anywhere they get ready. But there are some that are listening to us that cannot. So I pray for you today. We pray for you today. We extend our prayers to you. We can't get to you, but we know the God of gods and the King of kings, he can get to that situation. And we're praying for your taskmasters. We're praying that they would, that the Lord would turn their hearts and turn their minds and get them to the place where they need to be, and silence that sin that the enemy is using against their life to keep them in a position where they are consistently and constantly trying to bombard and be the dictators of your life, where you cannot speak and live freely in the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. So that's my plea for this morning to those of you all who are listening across this great country. We want to make sure we acknowledge you guys. We have the United States, we have Canada, we have Brazil, we have Ghana, we have Guyana, we have Nigeria, we have Zimbabwe, we have South Africa, we have Jamaica, we have Saudi Arabia, we have China, we have Hong Kong, we have Germany, we have Bulgaria, we have Russia, we have the United Kingdom, we have Paris, France, we have Japan, we have South Korea, we have Ireland, we have India, Portugal, and we just picked up the Netherlands. We just picked up the Netherlands. So listen, Netherlands, we thank you so much for partnering with us. We are excited about what God is going to do and going to say to you guys as you listen to this great broadcast. We thank you so much for your continued support and continued connecting with us as we do the work of the Lord. We pray that this journey that you take with us will be an exciting one, and that everything that you're standing in the need of, that God will do for you. Amen. Amen. We're praying that God will continually and consistently move for you. Our morning scripture will come from Romans 8:1. He says, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit. I'm going to read that again, because that's blessed me. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit. Blessings to the readers, the doers, the hearers, and the partakers of God's great word. We are just excited about what God is doing. We're just excited about what God is saying in this hour. Listen, guys, I wanted to say thank you so much. Those of you all that are listening in via the World Wide Web, go ahead on and call in. That number is 563-999-3628. Again, that number is 563-999-3628. Press 1. We have the man of God that's on with us. Press 1 so we can pray for you, pray with you. Those of you all who have called in, call a friend, tell a neighbor, and share that number. Tell them to call into the Worldwide Gospel Connection and share what thus saith the Lord on this morning. I'm telling you today, this is going to be an exciting word on today. I'm just excited about what God is getting ready to do in this time and in this hour with us. Listen, we're going to take a quick musical break, and when we come back, we're going to put the man of God up. We're going to put the man of God up. He's going to come in, and he is going to bless us with the word. And I'm telling you now, get yourself geared up, get yourself ready, because there is a word from the Lord. There is a word from the Lord from this great man of God.
Show me your face, fill up this space, my world needs you right now, my world needs you right now. I can't escape being afraid, fill me with you. My world needs you right now.
Show me your face, fill up this space. My world needs you right now. My world needs you right now. I can't escape.
Bring with it erase substitutes right now. Fix what I see. And God, please fix me. Let us see you right now. My world needs you right now.
Show me your faith.
Oh, what?
Fill up this space. My world needs you.
That's why I'm not ashamed to say.
Oh, 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 oh. That power in your name. Nobody like you, Lord. Every knee will bow, every tongue confess that He is Jesus. Yes, He is God Almighty, the King of Kings.
You right now, Father. Bless you. Bless the name of the Lord. God bless you. Those of you all that are listening in, listen, we cannot hold the man of God any longer. We cannot hold the man of God any longer. I present to some and introduce to others none other than our friend, our brother right here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection, none other than Bishop Michael Simmons. Bishop Simmons, we have the floor, Doc. Go ahead and bless the people.
God bless you on this morning. I want to thank you, Apostle Douglas, for giving me this opportunity to share the seed of life and hope to God's dying people on today. On today, I would like to also give reverence to my church, Give God Glory, where my apostle is, E.C. Fryer, where we are learning the ways of the Lord, and God is showing mighty and miracles, signs, and wonders. On this morning, I have a quick word that I would like to bless the people with on Manda Monday. Amen, and it's coming from Hebrews, the first chapter, the first verse. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things unseen, for by in it the elders obtained a good report. And my topic today is yesterday's faith is not today's faith. And if I would have a subtopic, I would say it's now time. And on today, I want to reach out to God's people to motivate your mind, bodies, and spirits. As the Apostle Paul, which is not a guaranteed author of this text, but it has been rendered a lineage unto his writings, was writing to the Hebrews, and in doing so, this was the first natural nature of power of faith described. And as he's describing what faith can do, it gave some things. If you look into the text, it says now faith. If you look at the word faith, faith is a noun word. It means to trust in something or a person. Amen. And a lot of us now are putting our faith in things, in the internet, into cars, money, houses, careers,
careers, but we are losing the faith on the hand that released these things. For that is the substance that releases these things in our lives, that gives us the hope for the things that we can't see. Hallelujah. And in this time, we're dealing with a visual people. They don't want to believe what they can't see, but they're very visual, and they are believing what Instagram and Facebook and all the politicals and all these different things that are presented before them in their eyes. In the worldly sense, they are able to obtain what they're wanting. But God is saying now that yesterday's faith is not today's faith, so we have to increase what we are believing in, and those things that are unperishable, and those things that are unchanging, which is Jesus Christ and his word. Amen. So on this morning, I want to inspire you to tell you to hold on to God's unchanging hand, and not only the unchanging hand. When people change, God doesn't change. Hallelujah. Because we need to now believe in God and not into people, because people will fail you. We need to now believe into God, because guards will break down. We need to now believe into God, because houses will burn up and lose its value. But in God, there is no decrease in value. On today, God wants us to readjust our faith. Let's believe, and let's have the substance of the thing that we hope for, and know that God is the only way that we can have it. Amen. God is the only way that we can obtain it. It's not money that can obtain it. It's not the knowledge or width of knowing how to get it can obtain it. The only thing that can obtain that dream, that vision, that goal is the power of the Lord on this morning. So I come to inspire you to seek for a good report. The elders, they seek for a good report. As Paul was giving this text to his people, the elders were receiving a good report, because they got able to see the power of God manifest in belief and thought. First thing you have to do is be able to think a thing. And when you think a thing, you can write a thing. And when you write a thing with God in prayer and supplication, you can burst out that thing. But it takes the first thing, and the first step is in faith, because it's the substance of the hope for thing. And I pray today that God give you that thing that you hope for. He gives you that dream that you hope for. He gives that vision to you that you hope for. And it's the evidence that he's still working, he's still saving, and he's still delivering. It's the evidence that he is still mending, he's still restoring, and he's still building. It's the evidence, hallelujah, that the overflow is near. It's the evidence that he did it and not man. It's the evidence hope for this. It's the evidence hope for that. If I speak light to a dead thing, that it would rise. It's the evidence hope for that. That water is troubled for me on this morning. It's the evidence of these hope for, hallelujah, that if God said it so in your life, that it would be performance, the evidence of the thing hoped for on this morning, because we are trying to gain the new report. And what's the report? We believe the report of the Lord on this morning. We will believe what God said for our lives on this morning, because we have the true faith. We have the abundant faith, that faith that releases doors to be opened that no man can close, that faith that can take a sick man and heal his body. That faith is what we're looking for. We're not looking for these houses, cars, or clothes. We're looking for the faith of that heaven that was made without hands. We're looking for the faith of God's return. I believe God like never before on today. Why? Because yesterday when I had faith then, on today I can't trust it no more. Yesterday when I had faith then, so today doesn't do me any good. But I say thank you, Lord, that I believe in your ways. Thank you, Lord, I believe that you're working on my behalf, because now faith is the substance of things. So it's now time in my life. Oh yes, it's now time for that joy and that peace in my life. Now time for my abundance in my life. It's now time, because I believe more than ever. I believe more than ever on today that you're working on my behalf. Because the word goes forth to the man of God first before it goes to the people. And on today, I needed to adjust my faith. On today, I needed to realign my thoughts and my heart. On today, I need to depend on God like never before. Although I could go and talk to my mom, that's the human form, but being able to go and talk to the Father, who have all answers, who knows why, to be able to reach out to the Father, and in doing so, I would gain a good report. On today, people of God, our job is to gain a good report, a servant well done. On today,
I open up the hearts of God's people today that they'll be able to understand that what worked for us yesterday is not working for us today. So we need to align and recalibrate ourselves unto the will of the Father, that we're not living in vain and we're not doing things in our own ways, but we're acknowledging him as he directs our path in this season. Because what I believed in on yesterday won't help me on today. The only thing that can help me on today is knowing that God is the substance that I need in my life. And he's the only one that can release that hope for thing. And whatever you're hoping God for, whatever you believe in God for this morning, I declare and decree it's released for you on today. I declare and decree God's favor is poured upon your life, and everywhere that you go, doors will open that no man can close. On this morning, this faith that God is talking about is given for us to believe. But let's not just believe in God. Let's believe in his son, Jesus Christ, because he is soon to come. He is soon to come, and God said, align my people for the return of my son. So let's have faith and let's believe today. Let's not believe in people or things, but let's believe in the hand that releases. And to God be the glory. I give God all honor and praises on this morning. I thank God for what he's doing in the lives of his people. And I hope that this word do something and motivate you in some type of way on this morning. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. Amen. God bless you. And thank you, Apostle Douglas, for allowing me to be able to be used upon your platform on this morning. And I pray the blessings of God upon you and your wife's life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And it is so.
Amen. 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 Amen and amen. It's through faith that the elders received the good. Let us pray. Father, your great man of God stand before you and poured from his substance. Poured from a pure place on today. Poured from a place, oh God, that took a whole lot of courage to do on this morning. But Father, we know that you are a God that sees all, knows all, and is all. And for that, God, we give you praise. For that, God, we give you glory. For that, we give you honor. For that, we say thank you for all that you are. For all that you are. Father, we bless and magnify, glorify, and praise your mighty name. For not only are you God, but you are God all by yourself. We thank you for restoring back to him joy and peace and hope and strength. And God, that word that he released on today, God, we pray, God, not only does it touch him, God, every place that he's hurting, but God, it would be the salve, it'd be the balm in Gilead that he needs to soothe his very heart. God, in the midst of all that the enemy thought that he could do, Father, we bless and magnify your name, for your glory shall and will be revealed in his life. Father, we thank you for everything being made well even now. God, restore back to him that he has poured out. God, we thank you in advance for the glory of the Lord, God, just sitting where he is right now, rendering unto him peace, hope, and strength. We thank you in advance, God, for it being so. Restore back unto him that the canker worm, the palmer worm, and the caterpillar is eaten. Restore back to him the hope that lies within. For you are the strength in our weakness, O God. God, you are peace in our chaos. God, you are joy in our time of sorrow. And for that, we give you glory. We give you honor. We give you dominion, and we give you power. And we say thank you in advance for all that you do. In the mighty and rich and powerful name of Jesus the Christ, our Lord and Savior, do we pray. Amen. Amen and amen. Bless you, man of God. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Okay, God. Man of God, share with the people how they can get in contact with you. If you have a business or anything like that, we're real big on support. We would love to know about any businesses that you have. This will be your opportunity, man, just to let the people know how they can get in contact with you. We understand that you are with Chief Apostle EC Fryer. We know that you're with her. But if they want you to come and have a preaching engagement, they have something going on, and they want to get in contact with you, please let them know how they can get in contact with you.
God bless you, Apostle. They can get in contact with me at www.BishopMichaelSimeons.com, www.BishopMichaelSimeons.com, that same name, BishopMichaelSimeons@gmail.com. And I'm also, like I said, to be blessed over at 3G over there, man. God is really moving like never before, amen. And so I just want to just give a big shout out to my apostle this morning, and sending a lot of love and joy to her on this morning. And I'm connected with Generations Mortuary Services for all your mortuary needs, serving one family, one heart at a time. And you can contact me also at generationsmortuaries.com for any of your mortuary needs or services that's performed. I'm here to serve those in any capacity that's needed. And I give God the honor and the glory for what he's doing now in this season in our life. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Apostle.
Amen. 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 Listen, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we will be right back. You guys are listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection.
that I made it. I made it through. I made it through.
So glad I made it. So glad I made it.
I could have lost my mind. I could have lost my mind.
I made it through.
But I made it through.
I made it through.
I wish I had a window.
Oh, so glad I made
it. Is there anybody in here that's been through anything? That you almost threw in the towel. But when you look back over your life, you realize I made it there. I made it there. I made it there. I made it there. Is there anybody in here that knows that you made it?
I made it.
you see me cry. It's just a sign that I'm still alive. Got some scars, but I'm still alive. In spite of calamity, he still has a plan for me, and it's working for me. Oh yeah. I said it's working for my good. Sometimes I don't understand it. It's working for my good. So yeah.
Oh, 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 oh. You see, so baby mama, you already know though, check it out, hey,
they wanna ask how long I'll be here, I say forever, let's just be clear, I'ma be loving you, I'ma be loving you, everybody that's up in here, though your blessing so it's clear, I'ma be loving you. I'ma be loving you. I just wanna show you that it's earth.
Okay.
When my hands up, I call it worse.
Okay.
Yeah, I know it's real. Yeah, I know it's real.
Oh dear.
And I ain't got a question now, I feel.
Yeah.
Give me purpose. No, I never ever nervous. Everything you say, believe her. No, I never ever leave her. I ain't stepping down off this word. I'ma kick this thing clear, that's for sure.
Well,
they wanna ask how long I'll be here. I say forever, let's just be clear. I'ma be loving you. I'ma be loving you.
I'ma
be loving you. Now everybody that's up in here, throw your breath up so it's clear. I'ma be loving you. Hear me telling in my testimony. He's all you say. He's all. Trust me. And we're going up. He's gonna rain down victory. Everything that you need, he can guarantee. Love that will make you whole. Let it overflow. So here's where I'll be. I just gotta let you know.
Wanna ask how long I'll be here? I said forever. Let's just be clear. I'ma be loving you.
Amen, 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 amen. Listen, I wanted to share this with you before we got off the broadcast on this morning. Acts 27 chapter, verse 44. Acts 24 chapter, verse 44. And it simply says this. And the King James Version reads like this. And the rest, some on boards, some on broken pieces of the ship, and so it came to pass that they escaped all safe to the shore. I'm gonna read that again. And the rest, some on board, and some on broken pieces of the ship. And so it came to pass that they escaped all safe to land. I want to give to you this morning, if you would, give me a couple of moments. I want to share with you briefly from this passage of text. You got there on the broken pieces so he could make you whole. You got there on the broken pieces so he could make you whole. Yeah, yeah. You got there on some broken pieces so he can make you whole. There are some things in your life that you had to go through in order for you to get through to the other side. I'm going to say that again. There are some things that you had to go through so you can get through to the other side. You had to go through the most difficult part of your life. You had to go through the heartache, the pain, the frustration, the anger. You had to go through the time where the tears met at your chin. You had to go through the times to where you woke up in the middle of the night and you cried yourself to sleep, and you realized that you cried yourself to sleep. You realized that you were in that place of your crying, and when you woke up, your pillow was still stained with the same tears that you cried just a few hours before. The frustration of the situation, the anger, the upsetness, the broken place, if you would, that you're in, it caused you to think that you weren't going to make it through. You weren't going to come out on the other side of this. But I want to let you know that sometimes God has to break up some stuff in order for us to get through to the other side. Come on, come on. And he will give you some support through that broken thing so you can hold on to some of the good stuff. Come on. Let me help you with this right quick. He'll give you some of the good parts of the thing that he had to break up, because watch this. He'll never leave you where you're not whole and complete. Come on. It may not seem like it at the time, God help me, because you're on a broken path. You're on a broken journey. You're in your broken place. You're in the place where you feel like you've lost everything and everybody has turned their back on you. But I promise you that you're not alone in the thing that you're in. God gave you some pieces of that broken thing, the good parts of that broken thing, if you would, to help you get to that next place in him. He has given you some instructions. He's given you a group of people. He's given you good God from Zion, a word to hold on to. He's given you a prophecy that you could take and you could run with. He's given you a hope that lies within. He's given you joy, unspeakable joy. He's given you the wisdom to understand that, yes, this thing had to go. This thing had to fall apart. These folks had to walk away. This thing had to die. And he gives you the understanding that even in this broken place that you're in, you still survive. Shando Rada survive. You still survive the very thing, watch this hymn, that the enemy thought was going to kill you. Can I help you this morning? The enemy was sitting on the sidelines rooting for your demise. Come on. He was rooting and he was cheering on all of the things that were coming into your life. And he was saying, this right here is going to be the very thing that's going to take them out. This is the very thing that we're going to, God help me, right up in here. This is the very thing that's going to shake their entire lives upside down and turn them inside out. And truth be told, that's exactly what happened. But he was counting on the fact that when it happened, that you would not make it to safety. God help me right here. He wanted you to be left for dead. He wanted to see your body floating in the ocean. He wanted you to come on here. He wanted to see you laying up in the place, in the hospital. He wanted you laid up in the institution with that jacket that make you hug yourself. He wanted to see you give up on God. He wanted to see you give up in ministry. He wanted you to see you give up on life. He wanted you to see you give up on the people that love you. He wanted to see you throw in the towel. But I stopped by this morning to let you know that even in your broken place, God is still God. And the devil, is still a liar. He has no power and he has no strength. He is not able to do anything but watch this, but do what God has told him to do. Come here, let me help you real quick. Come here, Job. Help the people out this morning. Let them know what exactly happened. God bless you, man of God. Thank you for inviting me on the broadcast. I'm excited just to be here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection with you and to share on your Man of Money. Y'all know I ain't got no sense. Y'all pray for me. Come on. Hey, listen, go ahead, old man of God, and share your testimony. Well, yeah, brother man, brother pastor, brother apostle, I was sitting there minding my own business, and God and Satan was having a conversation about me. Come on, yeah. Can I help you this morning? There are some conversations that God had with the devil about you, and he's telling me, this crazy thought on messed up in the mind joker, that God is telling the devil, I know who they are. I know what's down inside of them. I know what's invested in them. I put it there. And I know that what I put in them, I'm going to get me an investment out of. So I'm not worried about what you can do. That's what he told Satan about Job. He said you could touch everything around him, but you can't touch his body. Come here, God gives the devil permission, but he puts stipulations on him. I'm going to say that again. God gives the devil permission, but he gives him stipulations. Come on, Jim. There are some stipulations where the Lord would not allow Satan to cross a certain line when it comes to your life. Watch this here. Because he knows that you're not ready to have that line crossed yet. He has to allow whatever situation or circumstance that's going on in your life, watch the text, to be able to marinate long enough for you to be able to withstand what's going on. Now, watch the text. After Satan had attacked everything around Job's life, he told him, he said, if you let me touch his body, he said, if you let me touch his body, he'll crush you to your face. Let me back up a little bit. Let me help you real quick. While God and Satan was having a conversation, he told him, he said, have you considered my servant Job? God told this to Satan, have you considered my servant Job? The devil's response was, you got a hedge around you. Know that in this thing that you're in, that whatever it is you're going through, know that there's a hedge of protection that's around you. The God of gods has a hedge around you. He's protecting you. He's watching over you. His hand of mercy and grace. Oh, those twins, those inseparable twins, grace and mercy, they walk together according to the riches and glory, according to what is attached and established in your life, riches and glory, God's peace and joy, hope and salvation. Listen to me. Your peace is wrapped in that hedge of protection. Now watch the text. He says, if I touch Job's body, If you let me touch his body, I promise you that he'll curse you to your face. Watch the text. The text get real literal right here. He said you can touch his body, but his soul belongs to me. In other words, I'm going to let you touch him, but that's all you can touch is him. His soul belongs to me. That even though if Job would have died in it, he still would have been with God. I'm here to tell you that God still got your back, even in a place where you wanted to throw in the towel and give up, and you would have died in that situation. He still got you because he understands that some stuff that he puts on our life, he know we're able to handle it, but there's some stuff that he puts there that he wants the enemy to know that even though you may be messing them up, I still got them in the bosom of my heart. I still got them in the cradle of my arm. I still got my arm. I know Moshana. I still got them wrapped in my arms. And all I need to do is let you know that the enemy will be kept out at those front gates. But God has a plan. I know my plans for you. There are good and not of evil to bring you to your expected end. Sometimes people of God are broken pieces. God, you'll mess them up with that one. Our broken places is a mandated place. Come here and let me bless you. It's a mandated place. It's mandatory that you experience this thing. It's mandatory that you go through the testings and the trials and the tribulation. It's mandatory that you experience the heartache and the pain. Is mandatory that you go through what you go through. It's mandatory, people of God, that you fall from certain places because, watch this here, your fall, God help me right through here, your fall is designed to make people that are not supposed to be there fall off. See, God got to let them see you in your failure so they can move on. God, help them right up in here. Help them right up in here. Give them the answer that they need right here. Listen, sometimes God will let you be a failure so the folk that's been counting on you and pulling all of your substance that's been sucking you bone dry, the ones that's been right up under you causing all the heartache, pain, and the frustration that's going on in your life. Sometimes God's got to let them see you fall. He's got to let them see you in your broken state. So watch this here. So they can release you. Come on here. And you can be restored and back endowed with power. God has to let you go through your broken place to get to your whole place. It's not by happen chance that things happen in your life. God has a plan for you. Broken, battered, abused, misused, talked about, name ran through the mud, called everything except for the title that God gave you and the name that's on your birth certificate. But he is able, yes he is, to do exceedingly abundantly above all we could ask and or think. He is not only God, but he is God all by himself. And he will do what no other man can do. He'll carry you through it. Not only will he carry you through it, he'll encourage you through it. Not only will he carry you and encourage you, he'll give you peace through it. Not only will he carry you, encourage you, and give you peace, but he'll help you understand. Not only will he give you peace and he will bear you through it, not only will he give you understanding, he will give you the grace to walk through that thing. So know today that your broken place is not your final place. Know today that your broken place, hallelujah, is not your final, come on here, your broken place is not your final place. For in him we live, it's in him we breathe, it's in him we have our being. We cannot do anything without the Lord. I'm going to say that again. We cannot do anything without the Lord. He is our keeper, our watchman, and our judge. And at the end of the day, people of God, let me bless you. At the end of the day, whether you made it there on shore, by you swimming there, or on boards, or even on broken pieces, you made it. You made it. You made it. We used to sing a song back in the Baptist church. I made it out all right. Yeah, you made it out all right. Now, it didn't come with scar. It did not. You arrived there, but it wasn't without scars. It wasn't without pain. It wasn't without images. It wasn't without, I'm going to just say it, without some trauma that's attached to it. But you made it. You made it. And even in those things, God is still able to make you whole and complete in him. Father, we thank you for these that are under the sound of my voice. God, I pray today that you render unto them peace. You render unto them joy. You render unto them hope. You render unto them a desire to continue in the fight. Let them know that even in this, that you are God and you are God Almighty. And beside you, there is no. Can't nobody do you like Jesus. Can't nobody do us like him. So, Father, we thank you for doing what you do best. And that is be God and be big, and be excellent in our life. And we glorify you. We magnify you. And we call on your name in the midst of what we go through and know that you are God and you are God all by yourself. In the mighty and rich and infallible name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, do we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. We've come to the portion of our broadcast where we extend to you the what we like to call the overcomer scripture and the overcomer's prayer. Very simple. Romans 10:9 simply says that. If you confess with your mouth, believe in your heart that Jesus died and was raised from the dead, you will be saved. There is a saving grace that's attached to your life. Those of you all that are under the sound of my voice on this morning, and you're trying to get to a place to where you want some peace. Not only do you want peace, but you want a relationship in peace. And so we want to extend to you this opportunity, this chance, to experience God for who he is. A way maker, a mind regulator, a heart fixer, a peace that surpasses all understanding, that will guard your heart and your mind. So we extend to you today. Get a little bit closer to God. To get that right relationship with him. So in that, in that this morning, we're going to pray. Very simple prayer. It's not going to be complex. I'm going to introduce that scripture, Romans 10 and 9, once more and again. And when I do that, I want you to lift up your heart, your hand if you can. If not your hand and your heart, lift up your eyes toward heaven and say, Lord, here am I. Here am I. Very simple, not complex. And again, it's not difficult. It's just an extension from your heart to God. Let us pray. Gracious Eternal Father, there are those that are among us right now, Father God, that desire to be in a better position and you a right relationship with you. God, we come thanking you right now, God, for not only being God, but being God all by yourself. And thank you for being the glory of who you are, the majesty of who you are. Father, we bless and magnify your mighty and rich and infallible name. For it is in you we live, you we breathe, in you we have our life. We cannot do anything without you. So God, we thank you right now for Romans 10 and 9 that clarifies our relationship with you. You said if we confess with our mouth, believe in our hearts, that Jesus died and was raised from the dead, we will be. So Father, we thank you for the safety of salvation today, rendering unto us the ability to stand in that right place in you, stand in a position where you will not only just be God, but you are God in every shape, form, and fashion in our life. And for that, we give you glory. For that, we give you honor. And for that, we give you dominion. And we say thank you anyway for all things being made well. Not just in our life, but Lord, in who we are. And we thank you anyway. In the mighty and rich name of Jesus, we thank you anyway for those who have given their life today. As heaven rejoices, God, we rejoice with you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you guys so much for tuning in and partnering up with us this morning on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Listen, guys, those of you all who would like to sow on this morning, you could do so by going to your Cash App, your Zelle, or either your PayPal. You could go to any one of those ways there. And simply go to, for the Cash App, it's $WGC2020. Again, that's $WGC2020. You can go there, or you can go to your PayPal. Your PayPal is paypal.me/worldwidegc. Again, that's it. paypal.me/worldwidegc. And then your Zelle is 832-816-7997. That number again is 832-816-7997. Either one of those three ways, feel free to give in that magnitude. And we're just excited to have you guys join us and continuing to join us. Remember to tune in this Thursday. Continue to tune in this Thursday for Women's Day Thursday. We have a fantastic guest that will be on with Pastor Kashima. She will be on tomorrow, on Thursday with her guests on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Please make sure you tune in. Make sure you call a friend, tell a neighbor that she will be on, and they will be on to share. We're also going to start back up Freestyle Friday while we bring in some entrepreneurs. We bring in bankers. We bring in people that that deal with houses. We did all kinds of things. We believe in restoring the whole man, because we understand that as human beings, we need to have balance. That's a good word right there. We need balance, and in that balance, God has given us the instructions on how to reach out to certain people that have these giftings and talents that we do not possess, and allow them to come and to share with us on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. They come in and they do we do little bitty many seminars and things of that nature to bring some people on and just have them to come on and do some housing advice and all that. We're getting ready to gear that up again and have you guys come, and we would love for you guys to come and share with us in that magnitude and in that place. Amen. Amen. So God bless you. We love you so much. We appreciate you so much. We're excited about what God is doing. We ask you guys to continue to support. Tell a friend, tell a neighbor to call in and be a part of the conversation. Again, that number is 563-999-3628. Push that number out and tell somebody that next time that we're on, which is going to be on Thursday, that the woman of God will be on. And you guys come on and share and have, and let's do like they say back in the day, let's have church. Amen. Just come on in and let's have church. That's what we love to do. We love to come and we love to have church. Amen. We love to have church. We love to just share the word of God with the people of God. Amen. Amen. So listen, guys, we're going to go to a quick commercial break. And remember, guys, you're listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection.
Everybody
say amen.
God
has spoken.
So let the church
say amen.
Yeah. Can I get a witness?
Let the church say amen.
To what his plans are.
Let the church
to what his word
say.
Says.
God has spoken.
Let the church
say amen.
Amen. Ooh, yeah, yeah. Make this your response.
Amen.
To whatever he says.
Amen.
From the healing of your body.
Amen.
To the raising of the dead.
Amen.
No matter how you feel it.
Amen.
Or how your world. Let the church say,
amen.
Oh, lift your hands wherever you are and let the church.
Let the church say,
God has spoken. the church say?
Amen.
All we needed was a word from the Lord. We've got it, Lord. Let the church
say, amen.
Oh,
let
the whole church
say, amen.
God has spoken. Well, let the church. Let the church say, let the church say, amen. Oh, I need you to say it. When your dream's about to die, knowing that God is not a man, he just can't lie. In spite of what the devil does.
Can tell all my that you have won again.
You won.
You have won.
Thank
you. You did it again.
Yeah.
I said you have won again.
So many times, over and over and over again. Yeah, yeah. You're a doctor that's never lost a patient.
You're a healer.
I didn't even know how I was gonna make it, but oh,
you pulled me through.
You're a winner.
This song says, God's mercy kept me, so I wouldn't let go. Anybody in here ever felt like giving up, just throwing in the towel, just giving up? I'm not going to ask you to hunt anybody, but just look at them. That person you're looking at is here tonight only because of God's mercy and His grace. Somebody ought to just tell God, thank you for your mercy. And your grace that kept me.
Almost let go.
I was really down. I was really down. The devil really had me. But God's mercy kept me. I'm here tonight because of God's mercy. Come on now, just thank him. Just thank him.
I almost let go.
Let God arise and his enemies be scattered.